Look on the next page. This is the modern edition of the Book of Mormon, and you'll see what they've done. Behold, the virgin whom thou seest is the mother of the Son of God. Verse 21, behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. And in the right-hand column, verse 32, and I looked and beheld the Lamb of God, yet that he was taken by the people, yea, the Son of the everlasting God, which judge of the world. So in every one of these places, they have changed the doctrine and inserted the words, the Son of. Because why? Because the doctrine changed. You see, the doctrine changed about white, they go back and they change the verse. Doctrines change about who was crucified, the relationship between the Father and Son, they go back and add the Son of in every one of those places. Now, when our doctrine, as evangelical Christians, when our doctrine disagrees with the Bible, what do we change? We better change our doctrine and be in line with God's Word that never changes. In the Mormon Church, if your doctrine, you can just go back and change the Scriptures. If your doctrine doesn't agree with the Scriptures, you can actually, you see examples, change the Scriptures. I'm going to close with an illustration. You may have heard that a couple of years ago, the Southern Baptist Convention held their annual big convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. And what had happened was, when the Southern Baptists have their big convention, what they do is, on Saturday before the convention happens, they go out knocking on doors, going door to door, sharing the gospel. In fact, they just here recently did this in Orlando, you may have heard. Now, when tens of thousands of Baptists knock on doors and evangelize in Orlando, it's not that big of a news. Do it in Salt Lake City, it was major news. You had the Salt Lake Tribune was running stories about it. The Baptists are coming. And some of the Mormon leaders were giving talks, you know, the bishops were giving talks. What to do if a Baptist knocks on your door? You know, they're getting prepared for this. And what happened was I was asked to go and do some training for the Southern Baptists, to train them on what Mormons believe, what to do when they knock on the door. I was doing, some of them were using a pamphlet that I wrote a number of years ago that has my testimony, my picture and my story on it called I Bear You My Testimony. It talks about why I left the Mormon Church, my phone number and address is on it, and my picture on the front. And what had happened was I was there, and let me say, the Mormons were so nice to us. The doors I knocked on, they were all sweet and generous and hospitable. In fact, a couple of them told me this. They said, we're trying to be nice to the Baptists because we want the Baptists to be nice to us when we're knocking on their doors, when our sons are going on their bicycles knocking on their doors. And they were very sweet people. We had some great opportunities to share the gospel. And in fact, one of the teams was up in Ogden, Utah, north of Salt Lake, a team from New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And they were going door to door, and what happened at one door, they gave them my tract. They were using my tract, gave the woman my tract, I bear you my testimony. She took it, she was very nice, and she went back inside, they went on to the next door. Well, about 20 or 30 minutes later, she gave the pamphlet to her husband, who read it. And after he got through reading it, he goes out, he's looking for those Baptists. Now, they weren't on this street, but a couple of streets over, apparently, he catches up, he said, hey, you, are you the one who gave this pamphlet to my wife? You don't know how to answer a question like that. Now, it all depends. Did you like it or did you not like it? Well, he did have interest, and he did have some concerns, and he did want to talk to somebody. And so they talked with him real briefly, but what happened was they were out of time. They had to rendezvous or they missed their ride. And so they said, listen, sir, we have to go or we'll miss our ride, but if you'll give us your name and address, we'll follow up with you, and we'll have somebody come back and talk with you some more. And so we gave him his phone number and his address, and they went back to report to their team leader, who's one of the professors at New Orleans Seminary, Bob Stewart, Dr. Robert Stewart. Well, when they told him that, Dr. Stewart happens to be on the board of directors of Watchman Fellowship, our ministry. And so he said, it was the James Walker pamphlet you gave him. He said, I know James. I'm on his board of directors, and in fact, I've got James's personal cell phone number. So he called me. I'm there in Salt Lake City, and he tells me the story. He said, James, it was your pamphlet. Why don't you follow up? And so I went back. He gave me the address. I showed up. And you should have seen the look on this guy's face. And he said, I said, I'm James Walker. I heard that you read my pamphlet, and you have some questions. He went back. He got the pamphlet. He looked at me, and he said, you Baptists are organized. And I said, well, that's not really how it's a long story. But I said, I'm here anyway, and I'd like to talk with you. And what I did is, he had some great questions. Bill Morfitt, his wife Terry, and I did what I'm recommending to you. I took the cover off. We went through some of these things in the Book of Mormon. But we also talked not only about the problems in the Book of Mormon, but we also talked about the doctrine of grace. And after about an hour and a half or 2 hours, I said to him, Bill, Terry, after seeing some of these contradictions, the false prophecies, the changes, are you really still convinced that the Book of Mormon is God's Word? They talked about it for a minute, and they said, we really have doubts that this book came from God. I said, Bill, Terry, after seeing what the Bible teaches about how salvation is not by laws and ordinances, it's not by baptism, it's not by things that we have done, but according to His mercy, that salvation is by grace, it's a free gift. I said, do you believe that the Bible teaches that salvation is a gift and not by being worthy by laws and ordinances? They talk about it a little bit more, and they said, James, we really believe that that's what the Bible teaches. I said, Bill, Terry, would you just like to pray right now and trust Jesus Christ alone as your Savior? Now what they did, and you sometimes forget when it's been so long since you've been through it, you forget. But they, first of all, they talked about what their friends would say and their family. They talked about how their children are going to be treated differently. And after they counted the cost, they said, we're ready, we want Jesus. And we knelt down, and Bill and Terry Morfitt and I, and they prayed to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And I say all this to say this. That was two. There were over 1,800 decisions for Christ during the Crossover Project, just knocking on doors throughout Utah, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is it worth it? Should we try to reach these people? Don't use this to bash or attack. That's not the purpose of it. Use it to point to evidence why you shouldn't trust Joseph Smith. You shouldn't trust your own worthiness. You shouldn't trust the Book of Mormon. But we've also got to encourage him to trust Jesus. Thanks very much, and you're dismissed.
Thank you for listening to this message. You may be interested in other apologetics tools available through Watchman Fellowship, including our bi-monthly magazine, The Watchman Expositor. For current subscription information or a free product catalog, please write or visit us on the website at the address printed on this cassette. The message you just heard is an audio production of Watchman Fellowship Incorporated. All rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction is prohibited.